Welcome, and once again, this is another episode with your boy DJ Gloire right here on the Ultimate Engines Show. And we're having a hot topic today, like the usual, and you know how we do it, we never disappoint. So today we're back on Ultimate Engines. I hope you enjoyed these past weeks. I know it's been lonely without us, but you can catch all our amazing shows on Active FM. Anyway, today we're talking about self-driving cars. So what are your thoughts on self-driving cars? What do you know about self-driving cars? It's a good thing that we're having this show today, because we are going to learn from each other. Basically, you are going to learn what a self-driving car is, and basically where it comes from, and capabilities, and all these new stuff that come with self-driving cars. So you do not have to worry yourself about what we're going to talk about, because I'm going to give you the 411 on self-driving cars. So listen to this, because Christ music is hot music.
Christ music is hot music. Yeah, I am the volume.
Let's just say I heard the truth.
Yo, I ain't never had a love like this. And everybody hating, I'm just trying to love like Christians. Love their Bible, that this is vital. I'm trying to bring you to the front like a movie title. And if I could, every moment with you I would freeze frame. And leave it for your haters, girl, just let them peep game. I don't see no flowers in your melanin. Looking like you heaven sent. I think I found an angel called a reverend. And let the whole church say amen. That everything that love you attend. Oh girl, you got the sauce. How you cooking in the kitchen? Flick up, there is never off. Yeah, I know that this is new for you, just like it's new for me. No, you not used to taking chances, but usually I like to give it one shot. Cause if it's a game, when the girl, we going straight to the top. We blowing on the clouds, not trying to make a sound. Cause I'm just trying to hear that heartbeat of that beautiful soul. It's levels of this, the way you showing guys love, girl, the devil is pissed. Got me feeling so fly, gave an angel a kiss. Got me feeling like this. Maybe we can fly so high.
For a while now, backing down, trying to figure out how I can get you to smile. Good morning, text the whole nine. Maybe we can shine. You not in my life is weighing on me, kinda like I'm shine. Look, we pray together, maybe we can stay breezy. Now, weak stuff is for the birds, man, no wheezy. Ain't here to play no games for my wife, I'm preparing. Them girls call me Aaron Cole, but you call me Aaron. Look, I know we young, but together we can build. So tell me how you feel, come on, just keep it real. Sick of putting in all the effort and ain't getting it back. I mean, we can stay friends. But you better than that. Ain't just another artist that come around to play. Without the sun, it just leaves you pale. No days, we gotta keep them in the center, babe. I can feel your vibe, I can feel your wave. Just tell me how you're feeling, mine. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Blowing on the clouds, not trying to make a sound. Cause I'm just trying to hear that heartbeat of that beautiful soul. It's levels of this, the way you showing guys love, girl, the devil is pissed. Got me feeling so fly, gave an angel a kiss. Got me feeling like this, maybe we can fly so high. Fly so high.
Just tell me how you're feeling, mine. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Gotta keep a minute to the base. I can feel you vibe. I can feel you, baby. Just tell me how you're feeling, mine.
Yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, we're back with our main topic, and we're talking about self-driving cars. So, just to give you the definition of a self-driving car, which is also known as an autonomous vehicle, abbreviated AV, connected and autonomous vehicle, CAV, driverless car, robocar or robotic car, is a vehicle that is capable of sensing its environment and moving safely with little or no human input. Self-driving cars can combine a variety of sensors to perceive their surroundings, such as radar, LiDAR, sonar, GPS, odometry, and inertial measurement units. Advanced control systems interpret sensory information to identify appropriate navigation paths as well as obstacles and relevant signage. Long-distance trucks are seen as being in the forefront of adopting and implementing the technology. So, just generally on self-driving cars, it's a very good invention that has been brought forth, because now it helps you a lot in terms of driving and everything like that, whereby now people do not have to drive alone, and especially with people who have disabilities, they don't necessarily have to get a car that permits them to drive, that makes it easier for them to drive, but they can get a self-driving car which doesn't only make it easier for them to drive, but they do not have to drive at all. All they have to do is sit and set their computer system obviously in their car, and they get to drive. Like, isn't that cool? And basically, just to give you a quick brief history on self-driving cars, not to say too much, but basically, experiments have been conducted on automated driving systems since the last 1920s. Trials began in the 1950s. The first semi-automated car was developed in 1977 by Japan's Tsukuba Mechanical Engineering Laboratory, which required specially marked streets that were interpreted by two cameras on the vehicle and an analog computer. The vehicle reached speeds up to 30 kilometers per hour, which are basically 19 meters per hour, with the support of an elevated rail. And the first truly autonomous cars appeared in the 1980s with Carnegie Mellon University's NavLab and ALV projects, founded by DARPA, starting in 1984, and Mercedes-Benz and Bundeswehr University Munich's Eureka Prometheus project in 1987. By 1985, the ALV had demonstrated self-driving speeds on two-lane roads of 31 kilometers per hour, with obstacles avoidance added in 1986 and off-road driving in day and nighttime conditions by 1987. A major milestone was achieved in 1985 with CMU's NavLab 5 completing the first autonomous coast-to-coast drive of the United States. Of the 2,849 miles between Pittsburgh, PA and San Diego, CA, 2,797 miles were autonomous, which is 98.2%, completed with an average speed of 63.8 miles per hour, which, if you convert it to kilometers, 102.3 kilometers per hour. And from the 1960s through the second DARPA Grand Challenge in 2005, automated vehicles research in the US was primarily funded by DARPA, the US Army, and the US Navy, yielding incremental advances in speeds, driving competence in more complex conditions, controlled sensors systems. Companies and research organizations have developed prototypes, and the US allocated $650 million in 1991 for research on the National Automated Highway System, which demonstrated automated driving through a combination of automation embedded in the highway with automated technology in vehicles and cooperative networking between the vehicles and with the highway infrastructure. The program concluded with a successful demonstration in 1997, but without clear direction or funding to implement the system on a larger scale, partly funded by the National Automated Highway in 1995, 4,501 kilometers of it autonomously. NavLab's record achievement stood unmatched for two decades until 2015, when Delphi improved it by piloting an Audi augmented with Delphi technology over 5,472 kilometers through 15 states while remaining in self-driving mode 99% of the time. In 2015, the United States of Nevada, Florida, California, Virginia, and Michigan, together with Washington, D.C., allowed the testing of the automated cars on public roads. In 2017, Audi stated that its latest A8 would be automated at speeds of up to 60 kilometers per hour using its Audi AI. The driver would not have to do safety checks such as frequently gripping the steering wheel. The Audi A8 was claimed to be the first production car to reach level 3 automated driving and would be the first manufacturer to use laser scanners in addition to cameras and ultrasonic sensors for their system. In November 2017, Waymo announced that it had begun testing driverless cars without a safety driver in the driver position. However, there was still an employee in the car. In October 2018, Waymo announced that its test vehicles had traveled in automated mode for over 10 million miles, which is 16 million kilometers, increasing by about 1,600,000 kilometers per month. In December 2018, Waymo was the first to commercialize fully autonomous taxi services in the United States. A*STARS Institute for Infocom Research has developed a self-driving vehicle which was the first to be approved in Singapore for public testing at One North in July 2015. It has ferried several dignitaries such as Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong, Minister S. Iswaran, Minister Vivian Balakrishnan, and several ministers from other countries. So, with regards to the definition of self-driving cars, there is some inconsistency in the terminology used in the self-driving car industry. Various organizations have proposed to define an accurate, consistent vocabulary, such as confusion has been documented in SAE J3016, which states that some vernacular usage associates autonomous specifically with full driving automation level, which is level 5, while other usages apply it to all levels of driving automation, and some state legislation has defined it to correspond approximately to any ADS at or above level 3 or to any vehicle equipped with such on ADS. And yeah, that's basically the lowdown on some of the history on self-driving cars. And basically, self-driving cars, PC Mag defines a self-driving car as a computer-controlled car that drives itself. The UCS USA states that self-driving cars are cars or trucks in which human drivers are never required to take control to safely operate the vehicle. Also known as autonomous or driverless cars, they combine sensors and software control. So just basically on the safety of these cars, I'm not gonna basically go and give it away and say this car is completely safe. Well, it has been proven to be safe, but at the same time, these things use computer systems, and because they use computer systems and this advanced tech, we should bear in mind that they could also be hacked. So that's one of the safety features we might want to look at. Also, there could be a bug in your coding. Now, if by any chance there's a bug in the coding of the computer system of this autonomous vehicle that you could be driving or sitting in that is driving you, you have therefore risk before you, because now if the system malfunctions because of a bug in the code of this vehicle, you're definitely going to have an accident. So those are just some things that we want to look at when having an autonomous car. And basically, there are plenty of risks that we can discuss with regards to self-driving cars, and I'm just going to share a few of those risks with you, like I've mentioned with the coding. And basically, one of the first dangers is unregulated industry, and because information about the technology is limited, 200 car companies are jumping into the self-driving car space. There are not enough solid facts to create a baseline for safety standards as yet. The industry is unregulated, which is excellent for manufacturers but bad for consumers. So basically that gives the manufacturers more time to actually get more information on these vehicles and now find out how they can improve and get these vehicles to a standard place where they can now be recommended as a standard and we can drive them on the road. But as for now, there is not much confirmation that is happening. And the second danger is more accidents blending self-driving and manual cars. So currently, American highways and side roads have not yet been optimized for self-driving cars, and that applies to obviously many other countries in the world too. But driving is unpredictable, and because every possibility has to be programmed into the vehicle, accidents and unforeseen results will happen. The car may not have the proper software to know how to navigate extreme weather conditions or tricky congestion patterns. So that's one of the things, especially during tricky weather and stuff like that. A human being that has not consumed alcohol or had any drug intake is able to detect whether they're going to have challenges with their driving, which could be caused by the weather. And that's something that they haven't put in these vehicles yet. So that's something that you might struggle with, because if it's raining or it's snowy, your car might start skidding all of a sudden on the road, and there is no control system that allows you to now manage such things, and basically you are prone to accidents. So be careful about that. And then the third danger is vulnerability to hacking and e-remote control, which is something I mentioned earlier, but let's read a little more on that. Any computer device connected to the internet is vulnerable to hacking. These cars also rely heavily on the software that runs their computers, and if a hacker gets into the system, they can control every aspect of the car. Other dangers to be aware of are theft of private data and even gaining remote access to a cell phone connected to the car via Bluetooth. Self-driving vehicles may also be more susceptible to computer viruses. So be careful about that. The fourth danger is computer malfunctions. Most self-driving cars are made up of not one but 30 to 100 computers. That is a lot of technology where things could go wrong. The software that runs self-driving cars is admittedly sophisticated. However, one of the more difficult challenges that engineers struggle to solve is how to operate smoothly in all weather conditions. Correctly controlling sensors on the rear camera is also an issue. A particularly dangerous glitch is how to know when to execute a quick stop when someone is in crosswalk in front of the car. Other concerns that should be solved before these cars hit the road are freeze ups during autopilot mode and how to account for the unpredictable behavior of the other motorists. So that's something that is really dangerous if the car malfunctions while you are driving, because now, just like mentioned in the passage above, where if the car malfunctions during a crosswalk, you'll bump people. Chances are, if there's an old lady or old man that happens to be crossing the road and your car malfunctions, man, you're gonna look so cruel bumping old people on the road. Just think about that. Or bumping innocent people, for that matter. Forget old people, innocent people on the road, bumping them, causing accidents, and obviously it's not your fault, but now the car is malfunctioning. So those are some risks that come with these cars. That's obviously because they haven't yet got further information and ways on how to improve these vehicles' computer system. So those are some stuff that we want to look at if your car malfunctions. And last but not least, danger that we are going to share for today is exposure to radiation. And with all goodies on board like GPS remote controls, power accessories, Bluetooth, Wi-Fi music, and radio components, drivers will be increasingly exposed to higher levels of electromagnetic field radiation. Exposure to electronic radiation can cause a myriad of serious health problems. Some of the most serious issues are high blood pressure, difficulty breathing, migraine, headaches, eye issues, exhaustion, and sleeplessness. Experts predict that self-driving cars will eventually save lives and be safer than manually driven vehicles. The positive aspect is that lemon cars can be prevented. However, there is a long way to go before that happens, and the industry will have to solve resolve these issues and develop solid safety guidelines and standard beforehand. So that is it for information on dangers and basically self-driving cars. And self-driving cars are something that is cool, something that is being introduced recently to, not recently, it has been in for a long time, but now it's getting more advanced. And because technology is advanced, now we have self-driving systems and the car basically can be on autopilot and you can even sleep through a long trip, though I wouldn't advise that. Maybe you should take quick naps in between. Self-driving cars are a way to go, and I enjoyed my time with you. I hope you did too. This is Gloire, DJ Gloire, on the Ultimate Engine Show, and I'm signing out. But before I leave you, you can just make sure you catch us on our social media. So for Active FM, we have a website which is www.activefm.co.za. You can catch us on Instagram, which is at activefm777. Catch us on Facebook /activefm. Catch us on Twitter, which is at ActiveFM. You can catch us on Google Podcasts if you're using an Android mobile device. You can catch us on Apple Podcasts if you're using an Apple iPhone, iPad, or Apple device, basically. And you can catch us on a lot of places. You can even catch us on YouTube. For myself, you can catch me on Facebook as Gloire Tsina, G-L-O-I-R-E. T-S-I-N-A, I'll repeat, on Facebook is G-L-O-I-R-E-T-S-I-N-A. Thank you very much. This is your boy DJ Gloire on Active FM. This is the Ultimate Engine Show. You can listen to a whole lot of shows that we have on Active FM, a whole different varieties. They are awesome. You do want to listen to them. Do not miss out on them. These are the best shows that you could ever have in your life. We have a lot of shows to pick from. Holla to DJ Akko from The Mo Show, Everything Trends. Holla to my boy DJ Creativity and the team from The Funny Truth. Holla to DJ Nash. Holla to DJ Mo SA, who does the EDM sessions. Please listen to our Get Down Sessions mix. Comes out every Tuesday evening. And peace out. May the Lord be with you. Amen, amen. Yeah.
Christ music is hot music.
Christ music is hot music.
Energized and refreshed by a flood hitting the ground. Jesus, you broke the curse, your blood absorbing the hurt. Now ecstatic praise fills my mouth.
Now I'm breathing.